Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Today I'd like to do a guided practice on the shape of the day. Today is February 26th, and if you don't know what I mean by shape of the day, go into the guided practice section of the collections and you'll find a post called 351 Shapes where I gave away a free copy of this book that I made. It's like a calendar that goes through all of the possible scales in equal temperament, one day at a time. So today's shape, as usual, we'll play in the key of C. I'll use this six-string bass to kind of lay down a pad here. Let's do something like... There's one layer. We'll do another layer. Up a little bit. I hope you can hear that. It's a kind of a background. Now I'll switch to guitar. You can either look at the page that I've attached to this post, or you can just follow along and I'll just describe what we're doing. This is a 5-note scale. So I guess it's pentatonic, although not in the way that we usually think of it. So in C, first we're going to play in the version of it that's the smallest range, where it all fits within a tritone. Now the goal today will be to kind of visualize some intervals. So the intervals of this are, starting on C, a tone. Tone is a whole step, right? I'm going to use tone, tone, semitone, as meaning whole step, half step. Okay? Tone, tone. Major scale so far. C, D, E. We're going to add a semitone on top of that. Still sounds like major scale. you can do a lot with just something like that. Scale is another semitone. Try going from the root up to the fourth, and then the root up to the sharp four. Semitone, tone, tone, tone. That's why they call it a tritone. It's three tones. Tritone leap. That's the whole scale. Pentatonic is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's experiment with that a little bit. Just improvise. Sequence of intervals, right? We got wherever we start, we're starting here on C, and we're going tone, tone, semitone, semitone, tritone, tone, tone, semitone, semitone, tritone. So now we're going to imagine that we're going to start that interval series in a different place. So we'll start it on the second thing. So instead of tone, tone, semitone, semitone, tritone, we'll have tone, semitone, semitone, tritone, tone. So I'm taking the first interval and I'm putting it at the end. You know. So we go tone, tone, and then we do two semitones. And then the tritone. And then the tone. This is like the second mode. The notes are C, D, D sharp, E, B flat, C. Sound, right? entertainer. Sound. Start on the two semitones, and the two tones will be at the end, so it's going to be semitone, semitone, tritone, tone, tone. So we go. C, C sharp, D. After the two semitones come the tritone. A flat. B flat and tone to C. It's always amazing to me how much the character of the scale changes when you go to a different mode. It's the same structure, just a different angle. D-flat major 7 makes it sound kind of Phrygian, but then you have this note. Okay, the next mode will have one semitone and then the tritone. Tritone comes to two whole steps. I'm gonna ignore that phone call. And then a semitone. Sorry about that. major seventh in there. But you also have the sound of a flat two. And the sixth. One, two, five, six, seven. One, flat, two, five, six, seven, if you think of scales that way. I guess you could say it's like a one, and a sharp four, and a flat six, flat seven, and major seven. A little less conventional in terms of a scale.
Thank you.
thanks for joining me for this guided practice. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.